Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Steven Dutzman. I am your host, and I am also the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That's a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-hosts come together to make sure everyone has the information they need to get their family game on. Today, I am going to talk about Marvel's Avengers. So, last weekend was New York Comic Con. Man, did it sneak up on me. It really did. And so along with it being Comic-Con comes PR beats for all sorts of comic book related media, right? Because it's New York Comic-Con. And so one of the bigger announcements was all about Marvel's Avengers. That's the upcoming kind of action adventure game coming from Crystal Dynamics that is, we got a big chunk of information about it during E3 this year, but so far really the only playable characters we've seen have been the core Avengers, so like Captain America and Iron Man and the Hulk and Thor and Black Widow. And the big announcement this time around was that Kamala Khan, that's Ms. Marvel, will be joining the cast. Now, if you don't know who that is, that's okay. She's not exactly like thrust into the limelight for the you know, like non-comic book fans, but here's who she is. She's a teenager with superpowers who is in fact a fan of superheroes. That's her bit. She is the president of the fan club for Captain Marvel, which is why she calls herself Ms. Marvel. Her power is she can embiggen herself, which more or less means she's a shapeshifter. She can change the size of her body parts. She usually does that with her fists, like when she punches people, or her feet when she kicks people. She can kind of stretch, kind of like Mr. Fantastic, but not the same way. And it's pretty cool. So in the comics, she's an Inhuman, which, that's some deep lore. More or less, she was affected by these things called Terrigen Mists, which give certain people powers. It, like, activates something. I don't really know. I didn't pay attention to it a lot in the comics. But in the Marvel's Avengers lore, the Terrigen Mists actually come from the experimental power source that Tony Stark is messing with, that is kind of the centerpiece of the entire plot. Essentially, some organization we believe to be AIM, but who knows, kind of frames the Avengers and, you know, takes advantage of their experimental technology and causes like some crazy event that kills a bunch of people. And eventually, superheroes are outlawed and it's, you know, not great, right? Because it allows, you know, the bad guys, or at the very least bad organizations, to come forward and kind of quote-unquote take over, right? And so Kamala Khan, who is a fan of superheroes and is a superhero herself, but she's been hiding it, finds proof of, like, this great conspiracy. And it appears from the trailers that they showed, etc., that she's going to be a major part of the plot of the game, trying to bring together the Avengers so that they can try and stop it. I think that's a really cool story. I think it's really neat to give us a point of view character who is also a superhero. This really just shows that we have no idea. For me, this shows that we have no idea what this game has in store for us. We have known about this game for, you know, a while. We've had our first look at it back this summer at E3, and we had no idea that Kamala Khan was like a big important piece of this game. And one of the things about Avengers is that it's an ensemble piece, right? Like, the whole point is that there's lots of Avengers. So I think the fact that they just out and revealed Kamala Khan means that we might not have seen the last cool superhero or supervillain reveal. And I'm super cool with that. This is a game I am looking forward to. I think a lot of people have their doubts You know, I've in the Engage Family Gaming community, I've gotten in debates with folks about the art style. You know, they question whether or not the game looks good because the characters are, you know, a little bit off from, especially when you compare them to the characters that we are used to, which are, you know, the MCU, right? Most people just assume that those are the characters now, when the reality is, you know, those of us who've been following them in the comics have been used to them kind of looking different all the time, you know? So, excuse me. So that was the really big news that came out of that. And it really leads to some the potential for a promising future for this game. Because if the game launches with the original five Avengers that they had talked about and Kamala Khan, and then eventually, you know, lines up with Ant-Man, these are all very different characters that play very differently, right? Like, her ability to embiggen, yeah, I mean, ultimately she's got melee capabilities, but the design space for a character that is kind of a shapeshifter versus Thor or Iron Man is pretty significant. And they've talked about this before, that this is just going to be like a bunch of games, you know, kind of squished together. And she kind of proves that, right? Ultimately, it's melee combat, but she definitely fights differently than, say, a military-trained character like Captain America or Black Widow. Because she's a teenager that has weird, awkward superpowers. And really, they're absurd. And part of the fun with Ms. Marvel is that she wins in really kind of stupid ways because her powers are kind of absurd. This leads me to believe that, man, is it more than possible that, like, Squirrel Girl or something like that could find her way into this game. How? I don't know, but at this point, I think anything is possible. I'll admit, though, that I'm a little surprised we haven't seen Hawkeye yet. And that's the last point I wanted to make here. Like, of all the characters that Crystal Dynamics would be adept at making, and should be able to fit in nicely into the Avengers world, it's Hawkeye. And the reason I mention Crystal Dynamics and call them out by name is Crystal Dynamics made Tomb Raider. The new Tomb Raider game was very archery focused, and it was, you know, there was stealth and there was some melee combat, but not a lot. And listen, Hawkeye could use some of those same archery mechanics. The reality is, he's an archer, just like Lara Croft was. Admittedly, he's a superhero, but you could dial things up. It just surprises me that we haven't seen him yet, and it feels to me like he's another one that is a convenient early reveal as a character that wouldn't necessarily have been exciting if he was included in the initial group, right? Like, if he was part of the initial demo. I don't know that Hawkeye would have been super exciting, but to have him show up as a surprise or to be a last-minute announcement, like, hey, check it out, we've got one more guy, I think that sounds awesome. I'd love to hear what you guys have to think. I mean, they've said that they're going to bring a bunch of heroes into this game. So, and they've proven it already by showing that they're going to add Ant-Man as part of the DLC plan, and that Ms. Marvel is now just part of the game from launch. You know, which superheroes do you want to see? And are there any that you think they might announce before launch and just include in the original core set? Let me know. I'm going to go ahead and throw this into the Engage Family Gaming community. I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you wanted to share those, you can head on over to engagefamilygaming.com/community, and or you can tweet at me, at EFGaming. I hope you guys are having a great day. I will talk to you soon. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. Bye now.